Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now director, Hannah Alway.
I want to share a few thoughts from Psalms 91. This psalm is one of the classic psalms, full of amazing promises for believers. Over the years, I have heard people quote portions of the psalm, assuming that these promises are for every believer. But I want to consider with you whether they are or not. Psalms 91, verse 1 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." What does it mean to dwell in the secret place and abide under His shadow? To dwell in the secret place means to have an intimate and unrestrained communion with God. The Christian shares everything with the Lord, making known his heart with its needs and wishes, its thoughts and feelings, its doubts and anxieties, its sorrows and its joys. It is there in that secret place of prayer that the Lord becomes a loving friend walking by a believer's side continually. And under the shadow of the Almighty implies protection by nearness. Walking close to someone is necessary if we want to be walking in their shadow. Can we imagine any expression more perfect in describing the constant presence of God? He who chooses to dwell in the secret place of the Most High will abide under His shadow. There is a condition and a promise attached to it. The condition is that we dwell in the secret place. The promise is that we will abide under His shadow if we do. There are believers who run to the Lord. They run to the Lord only when they have a need. They turn to Him when they need provision, for example, or they turn to Him when they go through an affliction. These are believers who do not have a daily intimacy with the Lord. They are not dwelling in the secret place. They only come to the Lord from time to time. But those who spend time every day in the secret place, in their prayer closet, alone with God, having communion with Him, will qualify them to receive the promises in this psalm. The blessings in Psalms 91 are for those who live in close fellowship with God. I want to briefly mention some of the promises in this psalm. For the sake of time, I will not go through all of them. But the first one I want to mention is, it says that the Lord will deliver from the snare of the fowler. Satan goes about as a roaring lion, according to Scripture, seeking whom he may devour. He is constantly seeking to deceive us. He's constantly trying to lay snares to entrap us. But if we're near to God, He will see to it that the deceiver does not entrap us. And His truth will be our shield and buckler. We will have double armor in the war between light and darkness. And another promise is, there shall be no fear of terror or pestilence or destruction. Not to be afraid is an unspeakable blessing. Famine may starve people, war may devour, earthquakes may destroy, yet if we are dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty, we will have no fear. We will have no fear because we are trusting in the Lord. We will be near to Him, hiding under His shadow. We will be in perfect peace in days of horror and nights of terror for other men. Our peace will not come and go, nor will it depend upon the security of our country. If we understand that we are in the hand of God, we will trust and not fear. Also, no evil shall befall us, nor any plague will come nigh our dwelling, because Scripture says that He will give His angels charge over us. The psalmist assures the man who dwells in God shall be secure. He will be protected in all his ways. Of course, we do not know whether the angels repel demons or counteract spiritual plots or ward off physical forces of disease, but we do know that his angels will be protecting us. Another promise, if we dwell in the secret place, is that we shall trample under feet the dragon, the strongest foe in power and the most mysterious and cunning, shall be conquered by the man of God. To men who dwell in God, the most evil forces become harmless. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 says that the 72 disciples returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." Without God's presence in our life, there is no power over the powers of darkness. But with his presence, yes, they are subject to his presence within us. And the last promise I want to mention is that the Lord will hear when we call. Not without prayer will the blessing come, even to the most favored of God. It is through prayer that we shall receive all things. If we are dwelling in the secret place, God will deliver us. He will honor us. And the man that honors God, God will honor. These are just some of the blessings mentioned in Psalms 91. These are blessings for those who are dwelling in the secret place of prayer. We are living in a time when there is violence in our streets. There are wars and rumors of wars. There is pestilence like cholera, monkeypox in Central and East Africa. We're hearing of measles outbreaks here in the United States. And there's famine in different parts of the world like Sudan, Haiti, Mali, Yemen, and other places. And famine could even reach us here in the United States. The news recently said that a Chinese was caught trying to smuggle in something that could destroy our crops and bring famine. These are times when the promises of God that are in Psalms 91 are more important than ever for us as believers. I want to encourage everyone who listens to this podcast to meditate on this psalm and to meditate on the blessings that are promised to us if we are abiding with the Lord. A daily prayer life, a daily intimacy with the Lord is the key to receiving these blessings. My hope and prayer is that everyone who listens to this podcast will spend time every day in the secret place of prayer, not just once in a while going to the Lord, but every day spending that time in the closet, the prayer closet, in that place of secret prayer with the Lord, under the shadow of the Almighty, so that when we call upon him, he hears our call and he responds to our prayers. America needs our prayers more than ever. The powers of darkness are continually working to destroy our nation. But as God's people, if we spend time in the secret place and we are dwelling under his shadow, the presence of God will be moving through our prayers, pushing back the powers of darkness that are seeking to destroy us. And we will be protected from every snare that the enemy sets for us. And we will fear no evil because we will be walking side by side with our Lord, who will be guarding us from every enemy. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer that is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up for this magazine on our website at americapraynow.com. In addition to our weekly podcast, we also meet in 16 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our in-person prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also have meetings in Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, and North Carolina. Please see our websites for times and dates. Until next time, may God bless you.